The Smart Start Money Podcast. If the subject is about money and life or questioning the so-called experts on the subject, we open the conversations.
Welcome to the Smart Start Money Podcast. I'm your host, Eric Flynn. Are you currently in the job market and over 40? Today's show, I'm going to cover 10 things to avoid on your resume to avoid age discrimination. Age discrimination in the workplace. If you didn't already know, workplace discrimination based on age, it's alive and well. Maybe you're listening to this podcast episode because you're an older worker and in the job market having a challenging time getting into an interview. Today, I have some tips to help not reveal a person's age on their resume. It doesn't seem right that someone should have to do this, but in most instances, older workers should try not to outdate themselves. Although employers are not legally supposed to discriminate based on a person's age, it happens all the time. And most people believe age discrimination in the workplace starts at age 50. But the truth is, it begins much sooner, and your resume might be giving away your age. Hiring managers and companies regularly discriminate not only based on age, but also on additional criteria that might include sexual orientation, a person's attractiveness, or their marital status. With all these types of bias for hiring an employee, how can you avoid making mistakes on your resume that give clues to your age? And today I've got 10 tips that should help to not date yourself on your resume. And the first one is, don't have a really long resume. A resume that seems to go on forever, it can be a real red flag to someone looking to fill a job position. And there's a few reasons. It could indicate a person that job hops frequently, or it might portray a person that has been in the workplace for some time. If you're an older worker, don't have a really long resume, because chances are one of those two reasons, either job hopping or someone that has a really long work history and been in the job market for a really long time, is what that is going to portray to someone reading that resume. So keep your resume down to a few pages if you can, and that's a good way to start to avoid being discriminated based on your age and someone looking at your resume. Another one here is, an outdated email address could also show your age on your resume. So if you're still using an email from AOL, which some listeners might not know what that is, it's America Online, which many, many years ago was in business and it was an online site. But that particular America Online, it's still out there, but it's not really relevant anymore. If you're still using an America Online email address, it might just show your age on a resume. So don't use an email address associated with something outdated. It kind of gives the wrong impression that, one, obviously you're aware of what America Online is, so that dates you a little bit. But the other is, it just shows that you're not using something more up to date. The third one here is, do you still use a landline phone? Now, with cell phones these days and smartphones, not many people are using landline phones any longer. I know some businesses and things like that are, but for personal use, a lot of people have substituted their home landline phone with their cell phone. So you should be using only one phone number on your resume. And it should be your cell phone with a greeting of your voice and not the default robotic one that comes with the voice system on phones. So having multiple phone numbers shows you likely still use a landline phone, and it might just give a clue to your age to someone that's looking over your resume. If you do not want a lot of solicitation calls or unwanted calls to your cell phone, something I suggest that I used at one time is something called Google Voice, and you can get a free local phone number that can be set up to forward to your cell phone. And I've used it in the past with a lot of success. if you submit your resume online to job sites or places like LinkedIn, more than likely you're going to get a lot of solicitation and junk phone calls. So this can be a reason to set up something like a Google Voice number, get a local number, and have that forward to your cell phone. That way your cell phone's not out there for everyone to just kind of call, and you can kind of limit those solicitation calls that we all hate on our cell phones. Number four here is don't list every job position you've ever had on your resume. So when someone's reading your resume, the more experience a person has typically signals an older worker. So you want to show that you're qualified for a job. You want to show that you have experience, but you don't want to list. If you've had multiple jobs, you've been in the job market for 25 years, you don't want to list every single job on your resume. There is a fine line of what to show on your resume and what not to show. Keep it to a couple of pages only and list the most recent relevant job experience. Because if you make it too long, it doesn't send the right signal. Another one here is number five is don't use an objective on your resume. A professional summary is much better. So highlight your skills on a resume and how they've been used to achieve results. Using an objective on your resume focuses on the job you're applying for, and objective does not offer as much value on a resume as it did in the past. So that's something outdated. A professional summary is much better than using an objective. Don't eliminate your chances for a job by using an objective on your resume. Number six on the list is to use a LinkedIn profile on your resume. So if you're not already familiar with LinkedIn, it is a site, and today's hiring managers use a lot of social media to find qualified job candidates. And LinkedIn is a site that has job openings and networking opportunities. It's a common career and job site many recruiters use today. So if you don't have an account set up on LinkedIn, get one established. You can go to linkedin.com and sign up there to get an account on LinkedIn. And so many recruiters, like I said, use this, and hiring managers, that you really should get on LinkedIn and start getting that set up. Number seven on the list is make sure your resume looks good on multiple devices. Now, like I said earlier, with today's cell phones and tablets and computers and accessing things even on a big screen like a television, a hiring manager may not only be looking at your resume on a traditional computer. With those other devices being common tools in the workplace these days, you really need to make sure your resume looks good on other devices when someone is looking at it online. So just kind of test that out. You probably can't test them out on all of it. At least try to do it on some of the common ones, like a cell phone, computer screen, a tablet, if you can do that. There are some places online, if you just go to a Google search, where you can type in an address or something, a website address, if you have your resume out there, and you can look at it on different devices. So there are some ways to do it, but at least try to get your resume and look at it on some different devices. Number eight here is don't date yourself with language. If you immediately put on your resume something like over 30 years experience, this shows you've been working for some time. And using this type of language on your resume quickly will let someone get a good idea of how old you might be. So try to stay away from language on your resume that is going to date you. Number nine on the list to avoid age discrimination on your resume is you might want to consider not using education graduation dates. Omitting education dates on a resume, it can be debatable. I know some people are probably listening, thinking, maybe that's not a good idea. However, there is no debate that putting graduation dates for education on a resume can quickly give someone an idea of the job candidate's age. So not to say you should completely do away with putting graduation dates on your resume, but you might want to experiment with this and leave off graduation dates with some resume submissions and leave it on others. Try it different ways and see the success rate, and that will give you some clues. Number 10 here is make sure to update schools. universities and schools, they change names. If you received an education from an institution that changed names at some point, make sure to use the updated name on your resume. Using an old school name could date you, or the hiring manager might not even be familiar with it. So that's real important. I know for me personally, I went to a particular school and it did change names somewhere along the lines, I don't know, 15 years later or something. So it is important to put the updated name on there. So there's a quick 10 items to avoid age discrimination on your resume. So again, that's the first one was don't have a really long resume. The number two is an outdated email. Don't put an outdated email on your resume, something like America Online. Don't have more than one phone line on your resume. That could lead to it looking like you have a landline phone, which is outdated. Number four, don't list every job position you had. Remember, again, keep your resume to try to keep it to only a couple pages. Too much just makes someone look like they have a lot of experience and they've been in the job market a long time. Number five, don't use an objective on your resume. A professional summary is better. Remember that the objective is a little outdated these days. Number six, if you don't already have a LinkedIn profile on your resume, make sure to get one set up, because a lot of recruiters and hiring managers use LinkedIn to fill their positions. Number seven was make sure your resume looks good on multiple devices. Remember that it could look different on a tablet, on a phone, on a computer. So you want to make sure that it looks good on as many devices as you can. And number eight was don't date yourself with language. Don't use things on your resume like over 30 years experience on there. That will certainly give someone reading it an indication that you are likely an older worker. And number nine, don't put graduation dates on your resume. Now, this one, like I said, is debatable, but you may want to experiment with it, because education graduation dates clearly immediately give someone reading a resume a lot of times an idea of the person on that's applying for a job. And number 10 was make sure to update schools. So if you went to a school quite some time ago and it's changed names, it's important to update that school name, because someone that is looking at a resume either might not be familiar with that school name, or they might know that the school name changed 20 years ago, and that'll give them an idea that the resume is for someone that's an older worker. So you want to avoid that. Now, avoiding age discrimination on your resume, unfortunately, isn't the only obstacle. Those 10 things I provided should help. But unfortunately, even with laws in place for discriminating in the hiring process, such as the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, employment discrimination based on age, it's still very prevalent. The tactics companies and hiring managers use to filter out older job candidates, it's not just restricted to physically looking at someone's resume today. Technology is also playing a big part to process and sort older job applicants. Now, it's not supposed to legally, but I would say there is some debate to that. If companies get caught doing that, they can certainly get in trouble. If you aren't already familiar with ATS, otherwise known as applicant tracking systems, this is software that helps recruiters and managers organize and streamline their hiring process. The purpose of the software is it uses algorithms to filter potential job candidates. And although the ATS systems sell themselves as being compliant with discrimination, my thought on that is people are the ones that design the filters and algorithms. So just because employment discrimination is illegal does not mean some employers don't do it. There have been numerous lawsuits with employers using only certain date ranges for filtering. Hiring managers have also been known to filter for certain academic degrees that might be more common for older workers. Just because these ATS systems are supposed to be compliant with discrimination doesn't mean someone hasn't found a way to do it or is doing it. So just something to keep in mind. That is another obstacle to kind of overcome. And I do have a previous podcast on applicant tracking systems if you want to hear that, or there's also an article on my website at smartstartmoney.com, where you can find that information if you want to learn more about ATS, the applicant tracking systems. the article I have on there is titled Applicant Tracking Systems Are Bad for Job Searching. So if that's something you're interested in, you can learn more about those. Now, age discrimination might exist also on a career page through an employer's website. And when it comes to disqualifying a person for a job position based on age, technology really does have an advantage. Like a lot of employment safeguards that are kind of fictitiously in place, there are ways to eliminate potential new hires without knowing their true age. And career sites directly through companies on their website are one place that this does occur. And I've even seen this personally, probably in the last, 3 years or so, just kind of looking at different things online. So if you've ever tried filling in an online application directly through a company's website and certain fields are a requirement to continue in the application process, online applications that require dates of employment or education, they do just that. You have to put in a date or their software does not let you advance in the application process. So keeping that in mind that you have to put in dates to continue an application process directly through an employer's website, don't you kind of think either the system or a hiring manager looks at that information? I know sometimes you're able to get away with putting, any number in there or something, but they've really designed a lot of these where you have to put something in and it has to be something relevant. You just got to think that, hiring managers are looking at that information. Requiring dates on online applications is a sure way for employers to estimate an applicant's age. If you've been listening to this podcast and you're an older worker in the job market and you're not getting a lot of callbacks, not getting a lot of interviews, I hope some of this information has helped you. The problem is discriminating against a potential job candidate based on their age. It's not a legal practice according to many of the legal protections that are supposedly in place for workers. Yet, realistically, it happens all the time. Having a resume that is designed to not give away a job candidate's age it's really the first step in getting through what I like to call the mature employment filter. Although having a resume that does not give away your age is a good first step, as I pointed out, it's not the only obstacle that does get in the way of not getting a job due to being older in the eyes of a hiring manager. The technology and the software used to filter out older workers, it's also playing a role in, doing its part in discrimination. Unfortunately, in the working environment we live in today, employers they're growingly seeing their workers as being expendable. Also, increasing profits at the cost of good employees today seems to be the norm in many cases. Even though some employers do see older workers as being an asset, many do still not realize the experience and leadership skills older employees can bring. They don't see that maturity provides a strong and positive work ethic. Many times hiring managers only see a dollar sign that comes with experience. Older workers might cost more in some instances, but in many circumstances, they're also worth more. Discrimination in the workplace based on age really just doesn't seem right, and it really doesn't seem quite right that older people often need to hide their age and experience. But like many employment laws supposedly in place for protection against discrimination, most of them fall short in some way or another. Age is always likely going to be an issue for some employers, and many of them will continually find a way around the legal aspects of supposedly not discriminating based on a person's age. Thanks for listening to the Smart Start Money podcast. My name is Eric Flynn. If you have questions or comments for me, you can email them to eric@smartstartmoney.com or visit the website at smartstartmoney.com and look for the contact page. On the next podcast, I will be discussing cable television and streaming services. I cut the cable cord some time ago now, and there are several reasons why you might also want to consider it if you haven't got rid of your traditional cable company already. It might just save you some money each month.